Identity is political capacity, not just belief. Sunni Shia divides matter most where they map onto institutions, army, police, ministries, or territory, mixed cities, border belts. Ethno-linguistic questions, Kurds, Amazi, Assyrians, Turkmen, become security questions when states deny language, cultural rights, or when neighbors sponsor co-ethnics across borders. Tribal structures remain recruitment pools for security forces and local governance, especially in rentier or weak states. They are stabilizers when co-opted, and insurgent backbones when excluded. Class cuts across all of this. Subsidy regimes, public sector employment, and oil rents align or alienate urban youth cohorts that can swing protest cycles. Analysts should always ask, which identity maps to which budget line and which armed unit?